The UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has significantly boosted its enriched uranium since Trump came into office.
Iran has gone above and beyond every technological line that was contemplated.
But will it have any effect muting the increasing U.S. pressure on the regime in Tehran?
So the U.S. and its allies are very familiar with the games that the Islamic Republic employs, and I think under the Trump administration, Iran policy is going to have a tougher line.
Today is Wednesday, February 26th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. The UN's top nuclear watchdog says Iran's stock of uranium, close to weapons grade, has significantly increased since December.
Iran has gone above and beyond every technological line that was contemplated.
That's International Atomic Energy Agency Director Rafael Grossi. The agency released two reports on Wednesday that describe a dramatic acceleration of material, which, if further refined, could be used to produce 6 nuclear bombs. Saying the current situation is of serious concern, the IAEA said, there has been no progress on resolving outstanding issues.
Abbas Araghchi, Iran's foreign minister, says there is no chance for direct nuclear talks with the U.S. as long as maximum pressure continues to be imposed as it is now.
He's saying we will not negotiate under pressure, threats, and sanctions. Now, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order early on in his administration, maybe day 2, instructing the administration to reimpose his maximum pressure campaign on Iran. And the U.S. has been increasing sanctions since they took office.
So with that, does Iran have any leverage left, even with its increased uranium enrichment? Let's get some insight. Joining us now is Jason M. Brodsky, Policy Director at United Against Nuclear Iran.
Thank you so very much for being able to do this with us today.
Sure.
Let's take a look big picture here at the relationship between the United States and Iran. The reason we're calling is because of this story that they have significantly increased the amount of near weapons-grade uranium that they have. But it's really just an indicator of the new tension in the relationship, yes?
Yeah, this has been a steady stream of advances that the Islamic Republic has undertaken with respect to its nuclear program in recent years. And this is an attempt to scare the international community and the United States into providing sanctions relief and to extort essentially the international community. And so the U.S. and its allies are very familiar with the games that the Islamic Republic employs. And I think under the Trump administration, Iran policy is going to have a tougher line.
And do you think that's because of the fact that they fear more is coming, or will it just exacerbate it?
I think that the Islamic Republic fears President Trump, and because they fear him because he's unpredictable. So they've seen what he's capable of in ordering a strike on Qasem Soleimani in his first term. They've seen what he's capable of in the initiation of a maximum pressure campaign against the Islamic Republic, which decimated their economy and the ability of the regime to finance its terror proxies and partners. And so it's a fear game, really, in Tehran with respect to President Trump. I think what's more important is what the Islamic Republic is not doing with respect to its nuclear program than what it's doing. It's doing more of the same, producing and accumulating 60% enriched uranium, but it has not crossed the threshold to weapons-grade uranium yet, and that's likely because the Supreme Leader calculates that the costs of doing so would outweigh the benefits.
And the International Atomic Energy Inspectors, apparently, though, are now, or the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors say they have now been banned as Iran continues to begin operating more centrifuges. So that seems to be a problem in and of itself, the secrecy factor.
That's been an ongoing problem. It didn't just happen recently. That's been taking place over the course of the last couple of years. And so the restrictions of the UN inspectors, the decredentializing of a lot of the inspectors, of very experienced inspectors with respect to the nuclear program, has been an ongoing issue for the IAEA. And it has caused there to be a real blind spot with respect to Tehran's nuclear program.
Getting back to the, I think, more prevalent point of they are not taking that next step to make it weapons grade, even though they have enough to do so and start testing bombs. What do you think that means? You think it's really just this game of pressure to negotiate?
I think it is. I think the Islamic Republic is signaling that it's going to use its nuclear program as a pressure tool, essentially. It's gone right up to the brink of enriching to 90%, and that's to pressure the international community and say, see what's going to happen. If you're going to pressure us more, we're going to go to 90%. But President Trump has been pressuring the Islamic Republic more with three tranches of sanctions now imposed since he's taken office again for a second term, yet the Islamic Republic still hasn't decided to enrich to 90%.
In fact, they issued new sanctions just today. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned an entity in Asia, which they said were fronting for sales of Iranian drones. So it seems like it hasn't had their desired effect.
Well, I think that these sanctions are important in terms of depriving the regime of resources to fund and build out their nuclear program, their ballistic missile program, their drone program. The sanctions that you referenced today were on Chinese entities that were involved in the procurement of parts for Iran's drone program. And that reduces the space that the Islamic Republic has internationally to procure parts to make the drones that it has been exporting to various theaters, including Russia, as well as throughout the Middle East.
And while this may be Iran's effort to, you know, to frighten the world and in some way pressure it, the International Atomic Energy Agency is also warning that time is running out for diplomacy to impose new restrictions on Iran's activities. So obviously there is also that concern if they are that close to weaponizing these.
Well, I think that we have to realize the JCPOA framework is not an effective way to deal with Tehran. It has proven that it's not a sustainable one because it focuses solely on the nuclear file to the exclusion of the non-nuclear issues of concern that we have with Iran. And it is hampered the United States from employing sanctions to check those other non-nuclear aspects of Iranian behavior because it was required to lift sanctions under the JCPOA for on oil that funded a lot of those non-nuclear issues. So that framework is no longer viable. And so the snapback sanctions mechanism expires in October. Under that JCPOA framework, and it has been long overdue for the United States and its allies to invoke the snapback sanctions mechanism under UN Security Council Resolution 2231.
Iran has been damaged significantly since the start of the Hamas-Israel war. They've lost key of their proxies. Hezbollah, Hamas is in shambles. Other nations in the region which are no fan of Iran, and the United States now doubling this pressure. What does this mean for the regime?
The regime's in a lot of trouble. The regime has lost its deterrence power throughout the region. Hezbollah has been degraded and decapitated. Hamas has been decimated. The Assad regime is gone. And let's not forget that after Israel's strikes in April and October, Iran's own air defense system has been degraded, and there are missile supply bottlenecks within the Islamic Republic's defense industrial base as a result of Israeli operations. So this is in addition to an economy that's in free fall, energy blackouts, and an increasingly restless population that wants the Islamic Republic gone. And so there are multiple crises that the regime is having to contend with at the moment, and it's at a very weak point right now. And I think the Trump administration understands that it's the United States and its allies who have the leverage, not the Islamic Republic right now. They have a very weak hand.
What do you think the Trump administration's next move is? Ratchet up the pressure even more?
Yes. I think that pressure and diplomacy are not necessarily incompatible with one another. And so you've seen the president say he's open to a deal, but at the same time, they're employing the maximum pressure policy from the first term through National Security Presidential Memorandum 2, which basically developed a interagency plan and goals through which to implement policy in the U.S. government as a part of a maximum pressure policy. And you're seeing, I think, the administration slowly build out that policy and rolling out measures to accomplish the objectives that the president put in that National Security Presidential Memorandum 2. And I think we'll see more of that in the coming weeks and months.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your insights. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Jason M. Brodsky, Policy Director at United Against Nuclear Iran.
You've been listening to The Issue from The Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for being with us.
For more news 24 hours a day, check out our website at voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.